Goes without saying that Aussies love sport. I certainly do, as one of them anyway. And no matter what the game or the code, whether it's cricket, rugby league, AFL, netball, soccer, you name it, it's something that many are passionate about providing and enjoying endless entertainment. So when I heard about a new prototype allowing visually impaired live access to follow along with sport, it got me really excited. Dr. Scott Hollier is an adjunct senior lecturer at Edith Cowan University. He's also CEO of the Centre for Accessibility, and he's visually impaired himself. He's actually with us at the moment to tell us what this new software will deliver. Scott, thanks for coming on today. Good afternoon.
Oh, thank you very much, Paul, for having me.
Yeah, it's a little thing, isn't it? It's the kinds of stuff that we don't, as you know, able-bodied persons and seeing persons, we just don't understand what the lack of sight could, or the impact it could have on things like the enjoyment of sport.
Look, it's a really good point. I think what's exciting today is, and you know what this is about, is that even though certainly there are challenges, I mean, speaking for myself, being legally blind when I'm at the footy, my family will often describe things to me, but I'll often miss, you know, some of the nuances of the game. But with technology and, you know, the handheld devices that we have every day, there's so much opportunity to have that increased independence and engagement. So while there certainly are challenges and a lot of people aren't aware of some of the assistive technologies around, it is getting better all the time.
Just little things about where on the field the play is up to.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, generally when people are giving me some helpful audio description about, you know, what's happening in the game, you know, I won't really understand where all the players are. And one of the things about, in terms of my sport, I love AFL, and but I do get in trouble living in Western Australia because I'm a St Kilda supporter. But that aside, yeah, my family do a great job in describing, but knowing where players are, how close to the goal, you know, is a challenge.
How can you represent what's happening on the field on a small electronic device?
Well, I think what's exciting about the news that's come out here about you know, the AFL and some of the innovations with this prototype is that the way technology works on handheld devices is that we have programs called screen readers that can read things out to you. And if you have an Android device, there's a program called TalkBack. If you have an iPhone, you have a program called VoiceOver. But what people often don't know is that as well as reading things to you, you also get the haptic. So when you move your finger around the screen, it vibrates to you. And what we're looking at here with this announcement of this prototype is that the screen can keep vibrating to you in all the spots that represent players. And so this really changes the game, pardon the pun, being able to keep track of what's happening. And so, you know, as both the leader of the Centre for Accessibility Australia and also as a legally blind AFL fan, I'm really excited about this technology.
So it's initially been launched with the AFL. Does the technology translate into all sports, do you think?
Absolutely. And so if you consider that, you know, what this will do is help you be able to put your finger on the screen that vibrates where players are, and because of the rapid 5G update, you know, it'll keep, you can see, or sense, I should say, how the vibrations are moving across the screen. There's absolutely no reason why NRL fans out there can't have this applied to where players are going in that game, or where fielders are in a cricket or basketball. So the key really is how fast can you update the screen? And look, to date, there hasn't been a lot of real practical reasons why people upgrade from 4G to 5G in terms of, you know, everyday needs. But I think this is one of those times where the 5G speeds could make a real difference. If you're at a game, you know, such as myself and my family trying to keep track of the footy, and you know, I have a device that can rapidly update, you know, that vibration and where those players are located on my screen, then that's going to make a huge difference to keep track of what's going on.
So how much of your life is assisted by this haptic experience?
Every day, essentially. So I use an Android smartphone and I have that TalkBack screen reader program, and every day I move my finger around the screen and it reads things out to me. But from the haptic, it also has bumps. So I have a program called Big Launcher that separates the home screen into six really big buttons. As I move my finger around the screen, I can feel through vibration feedback each of those buttons. Now, to expand that into what's being proposed here, where you know, we can have that the little bumps so for represent all the players, and hopefully, if I'm watching a Saints game, those players are getting closer to goal. Then that would be a really exciting thing for me to engage in that experience. So the technology is something that people who are blind use daily, but this particular way of doing it is really innovative, and I'm quite excited about it.
Yeah. Okay. So if you've got, say, an iPad in front of you, for argument's sake, what's happening? You've got your hands. Do you have both of your hands on the device?
Generally, you'll put, you know, maybe your finger on your screen, and then you'll just feel around, and it'll bump every time, you know, you come across an item. Also, you can tell it to read things out to you. So it's a combination of things being read and the screen bumping at different points. And through that haptic feedback, you can tell a lot about what's on the screen. So, you know, this is something that if you do have an iPad, it's already built in to be able to turn on those haptics. So if you go to accessibility, there's the voiceover screen reader. So if you are blind or have low vision, that's already there ready to go in an iPad. So the great thing about today is that unlike, say, 15 years ago, you'd have to spend $2,000 to get this type of technology in your device. But today, whether it's, you know, Windows or a Mac or iPhone or iPad or Android, it's already there. So, you know, some of these things like this great sport innovation is really building on the technology that's already in our devices, but in a really interesting way.
Scott, so the AFL experience then for you as a fan, obviously you know the game, you know what's going on. Is it just knowing where the attack and defence is taking place, or what specific details do you reckon you'll get from the device?
Well, I think what's exciting about this prototype is that at the moment I can, you know, if I listen to radio commentary or I'm at the game and, you know, my family are providing some commentary to me, you know, I have a rough idea on who's got the ball. That information's pretty well conveyed. And I, and as long as I sort of know the players' names, I can get a good idea as to who's, you know, where the ball's going and it's lining up for goal. But I think what's different here is that this could give you a lot of information in a really easy to understand way. Like when you look at a game, you'll see where all the players are. You can see who's positioning themselves in front of goal, who's trying to defend at the back line, who's running it down the side. And so to be able to actually put your finger on the screen and feel where all those movements are going, you'd certainly sense as players are moving from one end to the other. I think it could just give you a lot of information in a really short period of time. And the engagement potential of this is something I'm really looking forward to.
It does. You make an interesting point, of course, about the significance of the ball-by-ball play, of course, to someone who's visually impaired. That's something that I hadn't thought of.
Mm. So I think that, you know, I unfortunately, being prototype stage, you know, I haven't had a chance to get at my hands on this yet, but I think, you know, there are other demos and other things that I've seen. There's another apps available that have tried to take haptics to the next level and provide you with all this extra information. So, you know, it's certainly available, and it really builds on what is already in our devices. So I think this is the next logical step and perhaps one of the few cases where, you know, 5G may be worth it.
Good on you, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Scott is adjunct senior lecturer at Edith Cowan University and CEO of the Centre for Accessibility for Australia.